6'6", 275-pound defensive lineman Galen Elmore spent last summer working out with the Cincinnati Bengals. The one-time Minnesota Gopher was signed as a free agent by the Bengals, and it appeared as if he was going to make the cut coming out of training camp. But the whole time, God was moving the Somerset, Wisconsin high schooler to a different place, ultimately a more significant place. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. Greg Stewart on this side. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime or give to help support the show online quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Galen Elmore is back with me on the program today. So this past summer, Galen, you went to camp with the Cincinnati Bengals, had a decent chance of making the team, but then decided God was calling you to devote your life to ministry. This was your lifelong dream to be a player in the NFL, and you were so close. Why and how did you make this decision to leave professional football?
It was so weird to get there and to be at this place where it was like, this is what I've worked for forever. But like I said, there were some times in there where I didn't think I was going to get it anymore. I was prepared to go the alternate route of playing in the CFL and doing all these other things that I needed to do to eventually make it to the NFL. I was training and doing all these things and it was going well. And like, my pro day didn't go nearly as I planned it to be. And that was super challenging and hard on my soul and things like that. And then, so I started training for the CFL. And it was actually when I was at a CFL training camp for the Calgary Stampeders when, after the draft, I got called by Cincinnati and offered a contract. And like, to me, that was nothing but the grace of God. I knew that I didn't do anything to earn that, and that wasn't on my own doing, but it was God working through my situation and that. So I got to Cincinnati with my dream. It was everything I ever wanted. And I got there, and I was just like, it was probably like day two or three, and I was just like, is this what I really want? Is this a dream that 22, 23-year-old Galen wants, or is this a dream that I'm holding on to from when I was 4, 5, 6, and my motivations for life were different, and I wasn't the same person? So I really had to do some soul-searching of like what I wanted, and it was a difficult thing to go through, especially while being there, because part of me was fighting it and saying, this is just a phase. You like, it's hard, but this is what you want. And the other part of me, the Holy Spirit, was really tugging at me. It was like, I don't know. I think you need to explore this feeling of that you, this isn't what you want to do. While there, I ended up doing rookie mini camp and their whole mini camp. So I was there for about 2 months. Had a good time. I genuinely feel like if I wanted to stay, that I could have made that team and ended up playing on their, or being on their roster in some way, shape, or form. But it was like, I just went through a lot of stuff that was just showed me it wasn't something I valued. I questioned if playing a sport for my career would be something that like was meaningful. I know what God had done in my life, and I wanted to have an impact. And I know some people can have impact in the locker room, and that's where some people find their ministry calling and things like that. But me specifically, I didn't feel that. I didn't feel that calling to minister to guys in that locker room. I honestly felt like the locker room in that environment kind of was inhibiting my faith, and I didn't want to be, I didn't want to chase money and let money be something that really had a, like the final say in my life. I didn't, I thought that was a crossroads in my life to where I could make a stand and be like, money will not rule me. And that, and it really, like, it became this thing. I was like, well, do I think if I didn't make it to the NFL that I would feel this way? And I genuinely didn't think that that would be a thing. I think I made it to the NFL, and God allowed me to make it to the NFL. I could, specifically so I could, like, realize that that's not truly what he had in store for me and truly what I wanted. And that was probably the final nail in the coffin for me. It was like, I truly believe that God gave me that opportunity so he can show me that I no longer wanted it.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. So he changed your desires to something different, into unique full-time ministry with Treehouse out of the Twin Cities, helping at-risk youth. You had been there before in your own life, so God has directed you to Treehouse Ministries. You can look him up on the World Wide Web to see what Galen's doing. Galen Elmore, the former Minnesota Gopher defensive lineman, and most recently in the NFL with the Cincinnati Bengals. Thank you for coming back today, for unpacking your story here. It just has been an amazing time. Appreciate it very much. God bless you.
No problem. Thank you.